right, here we go back into it, and I'm looking for somebody to bring some sanity to the show. I failed in that regard, but I came up with the next guy who's been running around like a banshee in the backwoods, pine cones in his hair, burrs in his beard, and a burn in his saddle, too. Ron Rademacher, everybody. Writer, planner, adventurer, storyteller, good guy. Ron Rademacher back with Michigan Backroads. Ron, how are you?
Steve, I've mixed reviews this morning. I feel great. You know, I'm just rocking and rolling, but I've got some good news and some bad news. How are you doing?
I'm fine. What do you mean bad news? We don't need any more bad news.
You want bad news? You want the bad first or the good first?
All right, give me the bad news.
The bad news, we're sounding taps. You know, that's a military tradition when a brave soldier falls. Another restaurant has bitten the dust, Camel Riders, which is a 50-year favorite for snowmobilers and hikers and ORV people up in the UP. They have closed their doors permanently, said we're done. And of all the things, I can hardly believe that this war on waitresses is continuing like this. Down in the Pentwater area, Soup of the Day Cafe announced yesterday that they can't go on any longer. They're shutting it down. So, you know, this has got to stop at some point. The good news.
Camel? Is in a camel the animal? Camel Riders?
Yeah, Camel Riders. You didn't get a chance to go there, but everyone who's gone there has been a tradition for people who've gone for, you know, two or three generations. Been there 50 years, and they finally just said, no, we're done. We can't do it anymore. We have to let everybody go, and they closed it.
Where was that located?
It's up in the Hiawatha National Forest. To get there by road, you have to go up HH-13, which is an off-road, and then you take a lot of dirt roads. Most people went there by snowmobile or by ORV.
And Soup of the Day Cafe was where?
Pentwater area.
Pentwater. Caught my biggest steelhead.
Oh, man, they had the best soup. Oh, man. I mean, they would never say no soup for you.
So that,
and no one ever got sick there either, so there you go.
And those are just the two that you know about. I mean,
those are the two I'm going to talk about this week. I've got a whole list of them. I have a whole list. I just try to stay away from this, as you know, because I want to do fun.
But you can't.
Now I'm seeing close friends are having to close their businesses and let their employees go, and it's out of hand.
Yeah.
So, no, I'll tell you about a couple of them every week.
Sad but true. All right, go ahead. Well, it's avoidable. All of it's avoidable, and it doesn't matter.
All of it's totally avoidable. Totally avoidable. So let's talk about, I'm going to jump to the Cosmopolitan magazine cover controversy, the obesity thing. You remember that?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, so Longhaul Vanderbilt decided he wanted to be on it. And the unsubstantiated rumor, apparently his shorts are by Carhartt, his footwear is by Red Wing. The unsubstantiated rumor is that he's going to pose topless.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't want to – I'm sorry about that image. But because of that rumor, he's also gotten inquiries now from Gentleman's Quarterly and Field & Stream. So we'll keep you updated on that. Mm-hmm. Did I lose you there?
No, I'm just – you know, I'm
you're trying to appalled. Process this, aren't you?
I'm appalled. Frankly.
I'm appalled. Yeah, exactly. That's what everybody is. I think this is exactly. It's appalled. Yeah, I think you're all planning on putting him on the back cover. We didn't hear anything from Vogue, but we're hoping.
Reminds me of a friend of mine, Uncle
Larry
Millie.
The cable guy.
No, Millis, not a cartoon, a real thing. You know, that bib overalls and wraparound bolets.
Yeah.
You know, and he's, you know, Mark's a chef. Never trust a skinny chef. Trust Mark completely. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there you go.
Just marking his bibs on the cover of Cosmo with some work boots, you know.
There you go. So let's talk about a couple more upbeat things. Ice fishing.
Let's have it.
Ice fishing is going is rocking in the UP. They're out on Bay Dinoc. They've got snowmobiles out on the Gladstone Bay already, which blows my mind. But they're out there and they're catching a lot of fish. I also hear that from downstate at White Lake. A buddy of mine yesterday caught 25 perch.
Really?
So, yeah, so the ice fishing is good. And speaking of fish, I don't even know how much time we have left, but I want to get this in because of the way restaurants are going. Have you ever taken Ivy to the Kirby House in Grand Haven?
Never.
I'll tell you, Grand Haven is a great place to go in the winter because downtown, all the sidewalks and streets are heated. There's no ice or snow on them. They recycle heated water from the power plant across the river. And so you can stroll downtown and never have to worry about wading through slush or anything like that. There's a place there called the Kirby House, opened in 1873. They have, Steve, mark this, a walleye BLT.
Wow.
Yeah. Crisp walleye, smoked bacon, lettuce, tomato, romelade. I'm not sure I'm saying that correctly. This thing is delicious. So go there and order one to go to keep them open until we can open this thing back up. Because, I mean, 1873 and to lose it now over this, great, great restaurant and a great town to visit, especially since you don't have to wade through snow.
Right. Now, I want to ask you about something here that I see on your list that I want to ask you about because I'm serious about this. Because we saw it on a really great film hosted by Robert Redford on Sunday. Ivy and I did, and the boy. Grand Island Ice Caves, because I saw these ice caves at the pictured rocks that were just fabulous, but I see that the ice cover on the Great Lakes is almost non-existent right now. You know, 3%.
Yeah, it's a problem. I went to walk out to these ice caves. To get there, you have to walk across the ice, and it's a couple of miles. So the first time I went, we didn't have the right equipment. We decided not to do it because the wind was 25 miles an hour. Went back a year later, and there was no ice at all. The water was open water. So those ice caves form out on Grand Island every year. And this is just a few miles north of the Eben ice caves where I've been a number of times. But you have to wait. And if it's going to freeze, the weather here is in the 20s every night right now, and so we're going to have it freeze. But when it happens, you'll see the news people will be out there, and the only way to get there, you can go by snowmobile, but most people walk, and the ice caves go along these 300-foot cliffs all around Grand Island. It is
don't go anywhere, Ron.
For a long time.
Hold on, really hold beautiful. On, hold on, hold to the break. You did it to me again. Hold on, Ron Rademacher, back after the break.